Today's share in the Dear Shir Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Lamed Hey Omud Beis, and we're in the second volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we just began Simen Reish Yud Tes, which deals with the Bircha Hodas Hayochid, which is the Bracha of Hagomel. Yesterday we read through the entire Sif Aleph, but we still have some Mishneh Berurahs to finish up, and the Mechaber told us over here the four people who specifically have to give hodah, the kol hachayim yeducha sela, the chavush, the yisurim, the yam, the midbar, the person who's in jail gets out, person who's unfortunately sick and Baruch Hashem gets better, person who traverses the yam, the oceans, or a person who traverses the desert. So we left off yesterday at Sif Katan Gimel in the Mishneh Berurah. So we'd explained the first two, and now we're up to umi shahaya chavush. So somebody was in captivity and he's redeemed, he gets out. So the Mishneh Berurah tells us in Sif Katan Gimel that Mogen Avram, the Mogen Avram's opinion is the Ma'iri bechavush al iske nefashos davka. They were specifically talking over here about somebody who is in captivity because of a capital offense, because of a crime that's punishable by death. However, there are those that disagree with the Mogen Avram, and he says va'ayin in the bir halacha mashab biyarun b'zeh. Go look in the bir halacha for additional details about this. So if you go look in the bir halacha, which was on the previous page, Dibra Maskul Chavush, the Chavetz Chaim explains over there that the Ma'ir B'chavush Aliske Nefashos, like the Mogen Avraham said, that we're dealing here with a person who's in jail because of a capital crime, the Gam Chavush Eino Mechuyiv Lahodos Elamach Meshu B'Sakana Machmas Chibusho. The reason why a person who's in jail because of a capital crime, that he could be punished with death, that he has to give Hodor when he gets out, is because his life was at risk over here, that they would actually kill him because of the crime that he had done, or the accusation that they accused him of. But if a person's in jail only because he owes a monetary debt, in that situation, under most circumstances, that would not lead to the person being at risk for life. They wouldn't kill him because of the monetary amount that he owes. Shafilum lo yasi yodo l'shalim, even if he's not able to pay, kamkin lo yago, so they would just keep him in jail maybe, but they wouldn't kill him. Therefore, the Mogen Avraham's opinion is lefikach ein mevarchem. You don't make a bracha in this situation of hagomel, as opposed to ma she'ein kein b'chobush mach m'sheish lov alilas nefashis, if somebody's being accused of a capital crime, im kein harayu omid v'sakona, that person is at risk of death, shema yigomer dino, they're going to paskin him that he's chayav misa, l'hori v'chayotze, u'l'hori mevarchem. Therefore, if this person gets out, if he is in fact saved, so he has to give hodor and has to say Birchas HaGomel. Now, that's just the explanation, really, of the Mogen Avraham. The Chavetz Chaim then goes into great detail discussing this sugya. And he adds that here, the person we're talking about, it's before the Gemar Din has been done. So he doesn't know if he's going to go free or he's going to, Rahman al-Islam, be killed. For us, in Yotze, in this situation, if the person does go out, so then he's Chayav Levaruch, he has to say HaGomel. As opposed to Mashe Ein Kein, B'Gemar Dino, the Chavetz Chaim says, if the din has already been decided, and his punishment is that he has to stay in jail, as is often the case, b'medinos elu, sheyeshivas be'sasun ba'atzmo onesh, the person gets life imprisonment, so he's no longer at risk in this situation of being killed. So he says, afilu hayu alilo shel nefashos, even if it was a capital crime, afilu haki kishiyotzim be'sasurim, if a person gets out from his life imprisonment sentence, eno varch, he doesn't make a brach in that situation, because lo hevi shum sakana, there was no risk to his life. The sentence was life imprisonment, and therefore, since he wasn't at risk for his life, if he does get out in this situation, the Chavetz Chaim says you would not make a bracha of Agomel. He says, however, unless, of course, the life sentence in jail itself is a serious risk of life. He says, "Kamo sheyadua sheyesh bati asurim al pishoyim gedolim sheyeshiva hem zman meruba hu sakana nefashos." He says, in certain jails, and Hamevin Yavin, it's very, very dangerous to be in jail. A person is really put at risk of life by being in jail for this life sentence. And he says, in that situation, bavadi sarach levarach kishiyosim yishon. Person in that situation has to definitely say hagomel, because he really was at risk of life, even though he, quote, had a life imprisonment sentence, but he really was at risk of life. And the Chavetz Chaim does go through in greater arichos a whole bunch of different situations and a whole bunch of ideas over here, ayin sham, in the rest of this long bir halacha. Now we go back to the Mishneh Berurah on the third line. And the Mishneh Berurah continues and he says, Kosva Achronim, the Achronim write, the Mishneh is Chayev Arbotan. Anybody who is Chayev all four of these things, he was in jail, he was sick, he also traversed the Yam, and he traversed the desert, so Eina Mavarach Ki Im Bracha Achaz L'Kulon. He can suffice to say one bracha for all four of these thanks that he's giving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one Birchas Hagoma would suffice. The issue footnote number 5 brings down, somebody goes, for example, somebody leaves Eretz Yisrael to go to an operation to America. So Rav Yashiv Zatzal brings down, in that situation, he shouldn't make a Birchas Hagoma on the trip, Ella, he should wait until after the nituach, until after the operation. Because he says, the nesiyah he letzorach nituach, because the trip was like a throw you to the operation, and it's really considered, therefore, one thing. However, Rosh Hashanah Zalman disagrees. Rosh Hashanah Zalman says that the person should make a gomel on the flight itself, even before the operation. Mishnah Berurah then continues and he writes, Od Kosu, he brings down further over here, the katan ena mechuyv lehodos, that a young child under the age of bar mitzvah doesn't make a birchas hagomel. Vafil mitzad mitzvah chinuch, and even though there is an aspect of educating the child over here, chinuch over here, that if he isn't someday in a situation where he has to make a gomel, he should learn how to do it now. Nevertheless, for a child, we don't make the bracha of birchas hagomel. Dear Shufut number 6 brings down, katan shechol of the hivri, if a child got sick when he was a child, he got better, well, he was a child, but only when he got above the age of bar mitzvah did he return fully to his strength. So in that situation, Shlomo Zalman says, this is a sofek in this situation, should he or should he not make a birchas hagomel, and he's left with a tzarech iyun. As we'll see later on, it's brought down by various poskim that if a person's in such a situation, when he makes the bracha, gomel chasidim tovim li'amo Yisrael, he should have in mind that he's being yotzei the mitzvah of birchas hagomel as well. Some people also have the minhag that when they say baruchu, when they answer baruch Hashem, that they have in mind that they're being yotzei any sofek of birchas hagomel. Another eitz is to ask somebody who's making birchas hagomel, especially if it's the same type of reason that you had, a person that Rahman al-Islam was sick and somebody else was sick and making birchas hagomel, you can ask them to have in mind to be motzei you as well. That works according to many poskim. Why doesn't the katan make the bracha of birchas hagomel? So Deir Shufut number 8 brings down, Ubitama Dover, the Magen Avraham writes, in the name of the Maran Mintz, Shahol the nusach ha-bracha l'chayovim, you're saying over here in the bracha, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all those that were chayev, and he saved them, implying, mashma, shechayavim onesh, that you were, in fact, chayev and onesh. And now, a katan, by definition, is lav bar onshinu. And therefore, if the katan were to say chayavim, it would be incorrect. If he were to say, well, it's not my sins, it's my father's sins, that's also inappropriate for him to say that. And therefore, the minhag is that the katan doesn't say birchas hagomel. However, this is not so clear. And the Halacha Brewer, he brings down long arichos lists of poskim that do say a katan can say birchas hagomel, and those that say a katan cannot say birchas hagomel. And he concludes that the Rishon Letzion Zatzal, Rav Avad Yosef, paskin for Svardim, that they in fact do say a katan can say birchas hagomel by the Svardim. The issue for number 7 brings down, if the katan wants to make a bracha, or his father wants to give thanks that his son was saved, so Rosh Shlomo Zalman in that situation said that you should have kavana during the bracha of Agomel Chasidim Tovim, and ideally do that in front of 10 people, and this way you can be yotzei b'di'evet. And again, as I pointed out, he suggests you do that all the time whenever you're in a suffix of a birchas hagomel. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, V'gam noshim women minoga olam she'ein mevarchem bracha zu. Women have the custom also that they do not make a birchas hagomel. The issue for number 9 brings down, this is the opinion of the Chazon Ish as well, that women don't make a birchas hagomel. Why? So the Mishnah Berurah says, "V'kosva achronim atam." The reason is brought down by the achronim, "Mishum desay de bracha zuhu bifnei asara," because this bracha was set up to be done in public, which means in front of 10 people. Ulekameh, as we're going to learn in a few moments, and therefore the lav orech ara leisha, and it's improper for a woman to be in this public type of a display that she should look to be around 10 men and say this bracha. However, the Mishnah Berurah does bring down the yeshikosu. There are those that say, and in the Shaar Tzion Oz Dal, this he says the Knesset Hagdola, the El Yerab, and the Chayyadim, they all hold mikol makom. That she should go and make this bracha in front of 10 people, so make it in front of 10 women, and at least one man over there. And the idea is, it's not a davar shebikdusha. It's not something that requires 10 people, men above the age of bar mitzvah, as a davar shebikdusha, as we've discussed many, many times. But this is something that's a davar shebivahesi. You want to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu publicly. So 10 women also constitute a public fashion in this way. The issue foot number 10 says, what about a woman who gives birth? A yoled, this is a famous question. And the custom is in many places that she does gather in her house a minion of men, and they do say a birchas hagomel. And the woman does say the birchas hagomel because she would be chayav a carbon on giving birth. So Shlomo Zalman says, in Yerushalayim, many do have this custom, that the women do make a birchas hagomel in this situation, and he brings down the name of the Kaf HaChayim and the Salmas Chayim as well. However, Misha Noach She'en Mevarechas, if the minhag is that a woman doesn't, so then, in that situation, Shlomo Zalman says, you shouldn't change the minhag. Likewise, he says, if for every reason a woman underwent some sort of an operation and there's a minion in her house, so then also you can say birchas hagomel in that situation. However, the Stipler Gaon Zatzal brings down that it wasn't the custom for women to make a Birchas HaGomel after they gave birth. He also brings down for the Shelus Tshuvas Har Tzvi, Shelefi, Chelek, Meha Poskim, Yoledis, Eino Yechol Levarach HaGomel, that according to some Poskim, you can't make a Birchas HaGomel. Why? Mimnei Shein Shayach Bo Loshon LaChayovim. Right? The women aren't chayovim in this situation because it's not that they did something wrong and therefore they got pregnant. This is the way of the world. Hasakana lo boa betor onesh. When a woman gets pregnant, that's not an onesh, that's the greatest bracha. This is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the world. And therefore, it's inappropriate to change the nusach and to say chayovim for somebody who's not chayiv. Similar idea by the katan. And we don't change the gears of the bracha. Some do suggest that you leave out the word chayovim, but others say, no, you don't change the matbeya shetovu bo chacham. You're not allowed to change the gears of the bracha. However, the Mishnah Brura in Sivkat Yud Zayin is going to teach us Sheshayach Etzlam Loshon L'Chayov, that you can say over there that a woman is Chayev. Why is a woman Chayev, so to say, for giving childbirth? So Shlomo Zalman explains, because the whole sakana of women in childbirth is Be'etzev Tel Dibonim, was a punishment to Chava, so therefore it is sort of an Onesh, and therefore it's an appropriate Loshon to say Chayovim about the women who give birth. That concludes all the Mishnah Brura's on Sif Aleph. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber says, Uma Mevarach, what is the nusach of the bracha of HaGomel? So, Baruch Ato Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, full shem u'malchus, as with all brachos, HaGomel L'Chayovim Tovos. This is again the Lashon of Chayovim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was kind and he did a chesed to all those that are Chayov, and he did them a good deed, Shigamalani Kol Tov, and he caused for them to have good rather than the bad that they may have deserved. And what is the response of all the people listening? Vashomim omrim, all those that listen, they should respond and say, Mi shigmolcha kol tov, the one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who made for you good, Hu yigmolcha kol tov selah, he should go and continue to give you good forever. Mishnah Berurah Sivkat and Dalet explains, Pirush, afilu l'osum shem chayavim, even for people that deserve to be punished, nevertheless, im calls there, with all of this, gomel hem tovas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does them good. Vagam ap alpi she'eni hagun, and therefore the person says, even though I may not be worthy of this, im calls there, gomolani b'chol tov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu nevertheless did for me good, all good. Mishnah Berurah adds, the nusach ze eno ma'akev, this actual language is not ma'akev, kol shomar inyan abrach, as long as it's said close to it, it's good as well, udl chamei b'siv dalet, as we're going to learn in tomorrow's shir. Then he brings down from the Rambam, because of a Rambam, ha'mevarach tzor shia omed b'shas bracha, a person should be standing when he makes the bracha of birchas ha'gomel, however, u'b'di'evet, if he wasn't, yotzo af b'shiva, he would be yotzo even when he was sitting down. Number of interesting points over here. The Chofetz Chaim in the Shaar HaTzion, Oz Hei, brings down, Umash Evi Amogin Avram, B'Shem Maram Mimintz, the Ein L'Shanos V'Mevabei Shotovu Chachomim, that which we said, that you do not change the girsa, and you have to say the word L'Chayovim, which is the problem with women and children, so then, that's only L'Chatchila. The Al Karachach, Lav Shinoi Gomahu, it wouldn't really be a full Shinoi, as we're going to see in Sif Dalet, when you do change the girsa around. And therefore, even to say that you should l'chatchila do this, it also could be that that's not the case. That you're allowed to switch around the gears, even l'chatchila in some situations. As we'll see, the Sif Dalet in tomorrow's shir. The issue for number 11 brings down, if somebody intentionally put themselves into a matzav sakana, into a dangerous situation, so can he make a gomel? So he brings down for the Shelus Tshuvah Slev Chayim that he does make a gomel in that situation. Shari Mechuyiv L'Shabeach Al Shnitzel, he still has to give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he was saved. He adds, Shemavur B'machzik Baruch, he brings down for the Sefer Machzik Baruch Hu, Sheyitzchok Avinu Lo Birach HaGomel Le'achar Akeda. Yitzchok didn't make a Birchas HaGomel after the Akeda, and likewise the Kohen Gadol didn't make a Birchas HaGomel after he came out of the Kodesh Kodoshim, because Nichnasu Al Pi Adibur L'Mokum Sakona, they were told to go into the Sakona, and therefore this sakana didn't come on its own, so to say, and therefore they didn't make a birchas hagomel. But that's because they were instructed to go into those situations. Therefore, he says, if a person put himself into sakana, vadai tzorich levarach hagomel, it's also. He definitely has to go make a birchas hagomel if he's saved. However, the Minchas Alozer Zatzal, the great Munkacher Rebbe, wrote, if somebody put himself at risk for a monetary reason, he certainly should not make the bracha of Birchas HaGomel. And it's only if somebody put himself into a dangerous situation in order to perform a mitzvah, then he's allowed to make a Birchas HaGomel when he's saved. And this is also the opinion of Shlomo Zalman as well. You don't make a Birchas HaGomel if you intentionally put yourself into sakana. The issue foot number 12 talks a little bit more about the idea that you should stand when you make a birchas hagomel. So the Bach brings down the reason for this. Mishum shebirchas zu lemedes me'akosav. The pasuk is learned out Moshav Zakenim Yahalu, that in the sitting down amongst the Zakenim, you should praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that implies that only the Zakenim should be sitting, but the person who's praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be standing. The Elyar Rabbah adds, Shatam Hu Mishum Shebrach Hazuni Kreis Halo, because this Baruch Hu Birchas Hagom is a type of halo, and one should stand up when he's saying halo. Shelus Hashuvus Chasam Sofer brings down a different reason. Mishum Kvod HaTzibur Sheyia Omed, he should stand up because of the covet of the Tzibur. The Aruch HaShulchan adds, Shatam Hu Mishum Shekol Be'asara Shkinto Sharya, because whenever you have 10 people present, the Shechina's presence is there more strongly, and it's inappropriate to be sitting down in the presence of the Shechina. And finally, the Chasam Sofer adds, She'ein levar shetzorach levarach b'amida mishum shebrachu zu hi b'mokum korban toda. Don't say that the reason you're standing is because this is in replacement or instead of the korban toda that you're obligated to bring. And that's why you're standing. He says, it's not a korban. It's a pure shevach ve'odah to a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the place of the korban. And therefore, based upon this reasoning, me'ikar din, efshol levarach brachu zu b'layla, you could even do this brach at night if you have 10 people present. In the korban, you can't bring at night. However, shenogu levarach also b'shas kriyas haTorah. As we're going to learn, Mina came about to do it during birchas haTorah, because that's definitely, obviously, you only read the Torah when you have 10 people. So that was the place that the birchas haGomel was set up to do. Mr. Bruce of Cotton Hay writes that the Shomim are supposed to respond, Mishu Gemochol Kotov, Hu Gemochol Tov Selah. So he brings down the Imlo Amru. Mr. Bruce says, if the people didn't respond, Einam Akiv, then you still were Yotze, your Bracha, even though the people didn't know. Sometimes you're amongst people that don't know the Nusach. So if they don't respond, you still are Yotze. Now we go to Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Tzorech Levarach Bracha Zu B'fnei Asara. The Bracha Birchas HaGomel should be made in front of 10 people. And Utrei Minayu Rabbanon. And two of them should be Rabbanon. The Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskel, Utrei Minayu, has a whole Arichas over here, whether it really means that there should be 12 people. There is an opinion like that, that it should be 10 plus 2 Chachamim, but the accepted way is that it's 10, and two of them should be Tamidei Chachamim. We'll define that in the Mishnah Berurah. Where do we get this idea from? The Mechaber continues, Dechsev Yeromu Bekal Om. You should praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu amongst the people. Ubamoshav Zekanim Yalu. And amongst Zekanim, you should go and praise him. And therefore, that's why we get the two Talmidei Chachamim, as well as the 10 people. However, the Mechaber continues, and he says, V'im lo shlicha rabbanim, if there happen not to be Talmidei Chachamim over there, lo yaniach mil baruch, that should not stop you from going to go and make the bracha of Birchas HaGomel. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Vav explains that the 10 people includes Im Bal Hanes, includes the person who's making the Birchas HaGomel, and 9 others. He's also part of that, quote, minion, that 10 people that are there. Again, it's not a Davar Shebekdusha, but we do require the Fahesia 10 people. Dirshu foot number 13 brings down, Ochein le'inyan shnei ha'tamidei chachamim shetzorach levarach b'fneim. In regards to the two tamidei chachamim, so the Shelus Tshuvas Or L'Tzion brings down that the pasuk seems to say that it has to be in front of tamidei chachamim. So if he is a talmid chacham, he doesn't count as one of those two tamidei chachamim. He still ideally should have two tamidei chachamim present. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Zayin writes, "Ubemoshav Zakenim, it should be amongst Tamidei Chachamim. Vein Zaken Elamisha Kana Chochma. The idea of Zaken is not an old person; it means Zaken Ze Shekana Chochma, as we know from the Gemara, the famous drasha. The Kasav Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham adds, the Ba'inon Hane De Tanu Hilchosa, that these two Tamidei Chachamim should be people that learned Halacha. The issue foot number 14 brings down. Based upon this, Shelus Shuvas Or L'Tzion says, "Sha'adif Levarach Lebeis Medrash Sheyesh Bo Shnei Tamidei Chachamim Av Shein Bo Sefer Torah." It's preferable for a person to do this in a base medrash where there'll be Tamidei Chachamim, even if there's no Sefer Torah over there, rather than saying the Baruch HaBirchas HaGomel in a shul where there is a Sefer Torah there, and as we'll see in tomorrow's shiur, the minhag is to do it after the laning, but you may not have Tamidei Chachamim present over there. And he says, however, make sure that you're saying Birchas HaGomel doesn't cause a bittul of learning in the base medrash. And finally, the issue foot number 15 brings down, what is the geder, the framework, the rubric over here of Tamidei Chachamim? So it brings down for the Machzis HaShekel, Shem Tzrich L'yos Re'uyim L'horos, they should be capable of paskening. The Prima Gadim says, Sheheim Lomdei Tamei HaMishnah, they should understand the reasonings behind the Mishnayis. And the Shelus HaTshuvas Chasam Sofer says, Shedai Bishnayim Shemazbirim L'emetz HaLoch of Him Avinim. It's enough if two people, if you'd explain to them the halacha, they would understand it. That satisfies this din of Talmud Torah. That concludes today's shiur.